Welcome to the Elon Musk Daily Briefing, your daily update on the latest from Elon Musk and his companies. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod produced by Podcast AI. Want to create your own Magic Pod? Check the link in the show notes. Let's dive in. First up, in a significant turn of events, Fidelity has decided to boost the valuations of its stakes in two of Elon Musk's ventures, X and XAI. After several months of marking down its investment value in X, October brought a refreshing change as Fidelity's estimate for the social media platform jumped by a striking 32.37%. This marks the largest monthly increase since Fidelity played a key role in helping Elon Musk acquire Twitter for $44 billion back in 2022. Despite this positive shift, Fidelity's current valuation suggests that X is still worth about 72% less than what Musk originally paid. However, it's a notable improvement from the summer months when the value had been marked down by almost 79%. Since X is not publicly traded, Fidelity's valuation offers one of the few glimpses into the platform's financial health. Meanwhile, Fidelity has also marked up the value of its investment in Musk's XAI, an artificial intelligence startup that is utilizing X's data to train its large language model. The valuation of Fidelity's stake in XAI saw an impressive increase of around 70% in October. This boost is likely tied to X's stake in XAI, which has been strengthening the sister company's value. Adding to the success story, XAI recently raised an additional $5 billion, nearly doubling its valuation, as reported by the Financial Times. While representatives for Fidelity, X, and XAI have not yet commented on these developments, it's clear that the interconnected growth of these companies is catching the eye of investors. In a broader market context, news of Donald Trump's election as president has brought a wave of optimism, especially for Musk's enterprises. The new administration's plans to cut corporate taxes and deregulate key sectors have already had a positive impact. Tesla, for instance, saw its stock soar by 39% in November alone. Additionally, the Destiny Tech 100 fund, which counts SpaceX as its largest holding, witnessed a staggering 269% increase last month. In a groundbreaking development, Tesla has unveiled its latest innovation, the Cybercab, a fully autonomous two-seater vehicle that's making waves across Europe. The Cybercab, which boasts a design devoid of a steering wheel and pedals, is setting the stage for a new era of urban transportation. Our colleagues at Motor One Italy had the privilege of experiencing this futuristic ride firsthand, and their insights are nothing short of exhilarating. Designed from the ground up for robo-taxi service, the Cybercab emphasizes practicality and simplicity. As you step inside, you're greeted by a minimalist interior with a flat, horizontal dashboard dominated by a large central screen. This screen serves as the command center, allowing passengers to set destinations, view routes, or even enjoy entertainment on the go. Despite the high-tech interface, it's the seating that truly stands out. The Cybercab's interior features two wide, flat-backed seats that resemble lounge chairs more than traditional car seats. Upholstered in leatherette, these seats are not only comfortable, but also easily washable, aligning with Tesla's vision of using automatic sanitizing stations between rides to ensure a clean cabin for every passenger. This design choice also helps keep costs down, making the Cybercab an economically viable option for urban transit. As the Cybercab embarks on its European tour, with stops in major cities like London, Berlin, and Paris, it's clear that Tesla is pushing the boundaries of what we expect from autonomous vehicles. The Cybercab represents a bold leap towards a future where urban transport is not only efficient, but also exceptionally user-friendly. While the doors remain closed to the public during this tour, the excitement surrounding Tesla's driverless innovation continues to grow. Big news in the world of space exploration. ExoLaunch is gearing up for its next major launch, the Bandwagon 2 rideshare mission with SpaceX. This mission is set to build on the success of the inaugural Bandwagon mission from earlier this year. ExoLaunch will once again be at the forefront, integrating and deploying satellites into orbit for a diverse range of international customers. The Bandwagon 2 mission is scheduled to lift off no earlier than December 2024 from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. This unique mid-inclination rideshare mission offers a rare orbital opportunity for diverse satellite deployments. Currently, the launch campaign is underway for Exolaunch's roster of 22 customer satellites, including 15 CubeSats and 7 microsatellites. Exolaunch's customers come from a wide array of countries, including Bulgaria, Croatia, Czechia, Djibouti, Finland, Mongolia, and the United States. This marks Exolaunch's 7th mission in 2024, following the successful deployment of 83 satellites into orbit across various missions with SpaceX, Rocket Lab, and the European Space Agency's Ariane 6 maiden flight. At the heart of this mission are Exolaunch's flight-proven satellite separation technologies. The Carbonix microsatellite separation rings and ExoPod Nova deployers will ensure the safe and reliable deployment of over 700 kilograms of customer payloads into orbit. These systems are known for their lightweight yet robust designs, offering unmatched precision and safety during satellite deployments. Exolaunch is also deploying its versatile ExoPort adapter, which enables the accommodation and deployment of multiple customer satellites on a single launch. These systems are engineered to perform in the most demanding space environments and have been renowned for their reliability across numerous missions. With a decade of experience in managing high-stakes satellite missions, Exolaunch provides comprehensive launch procurement and top-tier mission management expertise. They ensure seamless operations from start to finish, guiding customers through the complexities of launch planning, global shipping, regulatory compliance, and integration. Robert W. E. Sproles, the chief executive officer at Exolaunch, expressed his enthusiasm for the mission, stating, "We're honored to work with SpaceX on the mid-inclination Bandwagon 2 mission. Our long-standing relationship has been instrumental in Exolaunch's growth, and this mission demonstrates our commitment to pushing the boundaries of global access to space." In a dramatic legal maneuver, Elon Musk has filed an injunction to halt OpenAI's transition from a nonprofit to a for-profit entity. This move was set into motion on Friday evening, with Musk taking action in the United States District Court for the Northern District of California. Musk is accusing OpenAI's leadership, including Sam Altman and Greg Brockman, of violating the foundational principles Musk helped establish when he was an early investor and board member. These principles were centered around maintaining OpenAI's nonprofit status and commitment to open-source artificial intelligence development. Musk's court filing alleges that Altman, Brockman, and OpenAI's board members, along with stakeholder Microsoft, have been engaging in anti-competitive practices. According to Musk, the transition to a for-profit model is not only a breach of OpenAI's original charitable mission, but also involves rampant self-dealing. The filing states, "Plaintiffs and the public need a pause. OpenAI's path from a nonprofit to for-profit behemoth is replete with per se anti-competitive practices, flagrant breaches of its charitable mission, and rampant self-dealing." Musk's concerns also extend to exclusive arrangements between OpenAI and Microsoft, which he claims are designed to dominate the market for generative AI products. Additionally, he accuses Altman of self-dealing through contracts with companies like Stripe, Rain AI, Helion Energy, and Reddit, where Altman has financial interests. Musk's injunction seeks to preserve what is left of OpenAI's nonprofit character, free from self-dealing, emphasizing the need for intervention before the court can fully address these issues. This isn't Musk's first legal entanglement with OpenAI. Despite severing ties with the company in 2018, he has previously filed lawsuits over similar allegations, which he later withdrew only to file again with more forceful claims. This latest legal action underscores Musk's ongoing commitment to the principles he believes OpenAI was founded upon and his determination to prevent its shift towards a profit-driven model. In response, an OpenAI spokesperson dismissed Musk's claims, stating that his fourth attempt to challenge the company's direction continues to be utterly without merit. As the legal battle unfolds, the tech world watches closely, aware of the significant implications this case holds for the future of artificial intelligence development and the broader industry. Big news in the realm of social media as Indian American Kash Patel, recently nominated as the Federal Bureau of Investigation chief by United States President-elect Donald Trump, has officially joined the social media platform X. Formerly known as Twitter, X is one of Elon Musk's high-profile acquisitions. Patel's first post, simply stating, "Hello X," has already garnered over 7 million views and 24,000 comments, marking a significant entrance into the digital space. Elon Musk, who has been named the incoming administration's government efficiency chief, was quick to extend his congratulations to Patel on his nomination to lead the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Musk's congratulatory message on X highlights the growing intersection between technology and governance, with Musk himself playing a pivotal role in the upcoming administration. Kash Patel, known for his previous role as a Republican House staffer and a critic of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has seen his follower count on X skyrocket to over 3 lakh within hours of joining. Patel's background is as diverse as it is impressive, with roots tracing back to Gujarati parents who emigrated from East Africa and a career that spans from public defending in Florida to prosecuting high-profile terrorism cases for the Department of Justice. With his nomination as the Federal Bureau of Investigation chief, Patel steps into a crucial position amid a politically charged environment. His presence on X not only amplifies his voice, but also reflects the platform's growing importance as a space for political discourse and influence. As Patel's journey unfolds, the tech world watches closely, aware of the potent mix of governance and social media influence at play. In a recent development from Down Under, Australian Industry and Science Minister Ed Husic has made headlines by addressing the speculation surrounding Elon Musk's influence on the appointment of Tesla chair Robin Denholm to lead a significant research and development review in Australia. According to Husic, Musk's involvement was not a factor in Denholm's selection for this critical role. Husic emphasized that the decision was based solely on Denholm's extensive experience and expertise in the field of research and development. Her leadership at Tesla, a company at the forefront of technological innovation, made her a standout candidate for spearheading the review, aimed at bolstering Australia's research and development landscape. The review comes at a pivotal time as Australia seeks to enhance its research capabilities and drive economic growth through innovation. With Denholm at the helm, the review is expected to address key issues such as funding, collaboration between industry and academia, and the development of a skilled workforce to meet future challenges. While Elon Musk's global influence in the tech industry is undeniable, Husic's clarification aims to dispel any notions of external pressures influencing governmental decisions. This move underscores Australia's commitment to unbiased and strategic appointments in critical sectors. As the review progresses, all eyes will be on Denholm's leadership and the insights she brings from her tenure at Tesla. Her role in shaping Australia's research and development future could have lasting impacts, not only for the nation, but also for its position in the global innovation landscape.